Hello and welcome. I'm your computer science tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most practical topics in your OCR GCSE specification, testing and evaluation. This is topic 3.4, and trust me, this is where theory meets reality. Every single program you've ever used, from your favorite game to the app you check every morning, has been through rigorous testing. And guess what? OCR examiners absolutely love testing this topic because it shows whether you truly understand how software works in the real world. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the three types of test data, master trace tables, distinguish between syntax and logic errors, and nail the difference between iterative and final testing. By the end, you'll have the confidence to tackle any testing and evaluation question that comes your way. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First up, test data. This is fundamental. When you're testing a program, you need to use three specific types of data, and OCR wants you to know exactly what each one does. Type 1, normal data. This is data that the program should accept and process correctly. It's typical, everyday input, nothing unusual. For example, if your program asks for an age between 1 and 100, normal data might be 25, 50, or 73. The program should handle these values without any issues. Normal data checks that your program works under standard conditions. Type 2, boundary data. Now, this is where students often lose marks, so listen carefully. Boundary data is not data outside the valid range. It's data at the exact limits of the valid range. If your range is 1 to 100, your boundary values are 1 and 100. Not 0, not 100, 1. Those are erroneous. Boundary data tests whether your program correctly handles the extreme edges of what's acceptable. Examiners are very precise about this distinction, so always remember, boundary means the edge values that are still valid. Type 3, erroneous data. This is invalid data that the program should reject. It could be the wrong data type, like entering hello when a number is expected, or it could be out of range, like -5 or 150 for our age example. Erroneous data tests whether your program is robust, meaning it can handle unexpected or incorrect inputs without crashing or producing nonsense results. Here's a pro tip for the exam. When a question asks you to provide test data, always state the value and the category. For example, write 5 normal data or 1 boundary data. This ensures you hit both marking points. Now let's talk about trace tables. A trace table is a tool used to track the values of variables as a program executes, line by line. It's essentially a manual simulation of what the computer does. OCR loves giving you a chunk of pseudocode and asking you to complete a trace table, and this is where precision is everything. Here's the golden rule. Only update a variable when an assignment statement is executed. Don't anticipate changes. Wait until the line of code that actually changes the variable is reached. Use a ruler or your finger to track which line you're on. Work methodically through each row and make sure your variable updates correspond exactly to the line number shown. Trace tables are brilliant for finding logic errors. A logic error is when your program runs without crashing but produces incorrect output. Maybe your loop runs one too many times or your calculation is wrong. Trace tables let you see exactly where the values go wrong. This is different from a syntax error, which is a grammatical mistake in your code, like a missing bracket or a misspelled keyword, that stops the program from running at all. Finally, let's distinguish between iterative testing and final testing. This is a classic OCR question, and the keywords matter. Iterative testing happens during development. It's when you test individual modules or components as you're building them. Think of it like checking each ingredient as you cook, rather than waiting until the whole dish is done. Iterative testing is continuous, cyclical, and focused on catching errors early. Final testing happens after implementation, when the whole system is complete. It's testing the entire program as a finished product, often with real users or realistic scenarios. Final testing checks that everything works together and meets the original requirements. The key phrases to remember: iterative testing is during development, module by module, and final testing is after implementation on the whole system. Use those exact terms in your exam answers. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk about how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Mistake number 1, confusing boundary and erroneous data. Remember, boundary data is still valid. It's the extreme edge of acceptable values. If the question says, for a range of 1 to 10, don't write 11 as boundary data. That's erroneous. The boundary values are 1 and 10. Mistake number 2, describing logic errors as causing crashes. Logic errors don't stop the program. They make it produce wrong results. If you say the program crashes, you're describing a runtime error, not a logic error. Be precise with your terminology. Mistake number 3, updating trace table values in the wrong place. This happens when students rush. They see a variable mentioned and immediately update it even though the assignment hasn't happened yet. Slow down, track the line number, and only change values when the code explicitly assigns them. Mistake number 4, vague definitions of robust programs. Don't just say a program that doesn't crash. A robust program is one that handles erroneous and unexpected inputs gracefully by validating data, displaying error messages, and continuing to function. That's the level of detail examiners want. When you're answering questions, always check the command word. If it says state, give a brief factual answer. If it says explain, you need to say why or how. Use the word because to link cause and effect. And if it says describe, give details about what happens or what something is like. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Okay, quickfire quiz time. Pause after each question and see if you can answer without looking at your notes. Question 1. What are the 3 types of test data? Answer: normal, boundary, and erroneous. Question 2. For a range of 5 to 20, what are the boundary values? Answer: 5 and 20. Question 3. What is a logic error? Answer: an error where the program runs but produces incorrect output. Question 4. When does iterative testing occur? Answer: during development, on individual modules. Question 5. What does a robust program do? Answer: it handles erroneous and unexpected inputs without crashing. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 3 types of test data: normal, boundary, and erroneous. And you now know that boundary means the extreme valid values, not invalid ones. We've mastered trace tables by tracking line-by-line execution and only updating variables when assignments occur. We've distinguished syntax errors from logic errors, and we've nailed the difference between iterative testing during development and final testing after implementation. Testing and evaluation is worth significant marks on your OCR GCSE, and it's tested across multiple question styles, from short definitions to extended trace table scenarios. The good news? It's highly predictable. Practice trace tables, memorize those key definitions, and always provide specific examples with your test data. You've got this. Keep practicing, stay precise, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.